What's up, everybody? In today's Bible study, I'm going to be discussing what we are supposed to be doing as Christians, spreading the gospel, spreading the good news, actually, and to just be leaning on Him, to not lean on our own understanding, but just to serve Him and be that light to others. As always, I'm going to be praying, and then we'll go from there. So thank you, Lord. Thank you for everything you do for us, God. Thank you for this life that you've given us, Lord, the grace and the love that you show us. Lord, I just pray that you continue to work in our lives, continue to work through us as vessels, allow us just to be that light in this dark world, just help us lean on not our own understandings, but you, Lord. Give us the words to say, give us a path to walk on, help us just, grow the kingdom of God, you through us, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So I'm going to be mainly staying in John in this Bible study. I'm going to start off in John 14, verses 15 through 18. It says this at verse 15. If you love me, keep my commands. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. So, right there is just mainly talking about, God is going to have to go. Christ will have to leave, and we will have an advocate to help us in this lifetime. It also shows that we will not be liked. We will be hated. People will not understand the love of Christ. They will not understand what it means to be Christ-like in any form or fashion unless they know him personally. They have an intimate relationship with Christ. The next verse I'm going to be starting off in is at chapter 15, verses 1, basically. And it says this: I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word that I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So that's mainly talking about we are called basically to spread the gospel. But there is nothing we can do for Christ or in Christ for the kingdom to grow it in any form or fashion unless we are intimate with Christ, unless we have that relationship and we belong to him. We are his child. And as a tree grows, it cannot bear any fruit unless it has a tree. But if we remain in God, our fruit will bear and it will be fruitful. And others can feed off of that fruit and then grow as well, and then grow others as well. So we are called to make disciples in this world. So the only way we're going to make disciples of Christ is if we remain in Christ to grow those disciples. And then the next verse I'm going to say is also chapter 15. It starts at verse 18. It says, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world, but I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember what I told you. A master is not greater than his, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will persecute you also. If they obeyed my teaching, they will obey yours also. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. All of that that I just read is mainly talking about this world is going to hate you because you serve Christ. It does not understand the meaning of Christ's love. It does not under the people of this world who do not belong to Christ do not understand who he is. And we are going to be prosecuted. There's people who are being killed for the name of God, even to this day. There are people who just will not love you, will not want anything to do with you, will run away, will roll their eyes at you, will mock you, will do all of these things. And what are we supposed to do? Like Romans 1:16, it says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. We are not supposed to be ashamed no matter what. You're going to lose friends. You might even lose family members. You might lose your job. You might lose the quote-unquote worldly safety that we have, this safety net, which is sin. All these people live in this world full of sin, and it's comforting to them. But as it's saying in this word right here in John, it's saying, look, I'm the vine, okay, and my Father is a gardener, and we're supposed to remain in connection, in the intimate relationship with Christ, so he can continue to grow you. And a lot of times we look at ourselves and we look at the sin that we've done. We look at the things that we do to this day that we still have not given up to God. We look at the money in our account. We look at how much friends we have, the job that we have. And we look at all of this stuff and we sit here and say, man, there is nothing that I can do at all. Why would God even use me? Why would God want me? Why would God love me? All of this kind of stuff. Because we're looking at a mirror and we're only looking at ourselves. But what we're supposed to be doing is be a reflection and an image of Christ. We're supposed to look like him. And so when you look in a mirror, you're supposed to see Christ, not yourself. And a lot of times in this world, people just see themselves. And that's not how we're supposed to be by any means. And if you are not with Christ and you do not have that intimate relationship, there's no way you're going to be able to do anything in the name of Christ. It's all him. It's nothing that we do. All we're doing is being a willing vessel to be used by him. In my job, I'll sit there and I'll try to spread the gospel in any form or fashion that I can. And people roll their eyes. I have an associate who spreads the name of God constantly. He's evangelizes every single chance that he gets. And everybody just rolls their eyes at him and they roll their eyes at me. And they're just like, that's stupid. I don't want nothing to do with it. And others, you know, they love it. They love to hear it, the gospel. But at the same time, you have to remember that the world, if it hated Christ first, is going to hate you as well. And you're going to lose friends. You're going to lose for these relationships. Like I said earlier, you might even lose a family member. You might even lose somebody that you're dating. And it's the sad truth. This world is cursed. It looks after its own. It doesn't look after Christ. And we have to remind ourselves that, listen, you know, I'm not by myself. I have the Holy Spirit. If you are a born-again Christian, I have the Holy Spirit inside of me to be that advocate, to be a helper, to help me do what the will of the Father is over my life, which is to spread the gospel, to continue to grow disciples and for them to go grow others and to spread the gospel more and more, to basically bear that fruit. And so if a tree is dead, it's not going to bear any fruit. But a tree that is alive will bear fruit to bear and for people to eat and to gain what it needs, the nutrients. And the nutrients that we need is God. And so if you are a dead tree and you have nothing to do with that rich soil, which is God, there's nothing you're going to do for the kingdom of God because you are by yourself. But if you're a born-again Christian and you remain in that knowledge of Christ and you remain knowing, you know what, God has provided me a helper. He is in me as I in him, and I can do the will of my Father because he's given me strength to do so. You might not be a strong talker. You might not be able to dance or sing or preach or any of that. But God can do anything through you. And so he can make you a person who can speak well. He can make you a great manager, or let's say you dance, a great dancer for the kingdom of God, to be that example of light, to light up these dark paths in this world, this darkness that's enveloping in people and is just continuously growing to try to darken your light. But it can't. And the people in this world can't, and they hate it. They see how joyful we are as Christians because we know somebody who's going to fulfill our needs and our desires, to fill that hole size, that God-sized hole in our chest. And they don't understand it because they're not willing to understand it. They're not willing to die to their sins and to follow the will of our Father. And so an analogy to kind of use is this. If you're sitting there and you're worried about what am I going to do, okay? Well, first remember this. God picked 12 men to change the world forever. A fisherman, a tax collector, so on and so forth. These just average men. And he picked them to then spread the gospel to change this whole world since then. And so imagine what he can do through you. And so the analogy is this, man. If you're sitting there and you're remaining in that thought pattern of, I'm not good enough. There's nothing that I can do. I don't have the money in my account. I don't have the skills or the tool sets that I need. Look at it like this. You have a river, and these beavers will basically come and build this home out of sticks and leaves and other things that they might gather up. And it literally changes the entire current of this river. So say it's a really like rushing river, and it's strong, and it's flowing, and all of a sudden, here comes these beavers, and they build their home, and it completely slows down the river, and water drips through, and it stops it. Or you look at like a dam, for example, and it's stopping the flow of water to come through to this other side of the dam. And then they open up the gates of the dam, and it pushes out all of these fish, and water goes through at this extremely strong current. Well, imagine us, for example. We're sitting there, and we're in this current of life, okay? And all of these people are going past us, and this and that, and they're persecuting you, and they're hating you for the name of God, and you're sitting here saying, what am I to do? Who am I? What do I have to give? And remain in that knowledge of, you know what? I can be that stopper. I can be that current changer because God is in me. And so the current of your work might be a full amount of sin, and it might be a bunch of people who are completely against God. And then here you come, just one person out of 100. Here you come and you change that whole current, and 20, 30 people, even maybe just one person, their salvation is saved just because God placed you in that river to change the current. And so we have to remain in that. We have to understand that, you know what, it's not me who does this, but it's the Father. It's Him. It's not nothing I can do. It's not on my own strength. It's not my own understanding. The Word says, do not lean on your own understanding. Lean on God. Your own understanding is your thoughts, the way that you might fail. Your own knowledge is, your own understanding is, this is the only amount of knowledge I have, or this is the only amount of skills I have, this is the only thing that I'm good for, and that's it. But that's not true. And that's just leaning on your own understanding. But what we have to do is remain in a mindset of, I'm going to set my eyes on the kingdom of God, and I'm going to allow Him to do it through me, because there's nothing I can do. Even on these podcasts, I'll sit here and I'll mess up, or I'll stutter, or I forget what I'm supposed to be saying. I might even forget the verses that I had. But then God remains in me because I in Him, and He'll say exactly what He's trying to say through me. And a lot of times, I have no recollection of what I say in most of these podcasts. I don't even remember a lot of times, because it's not even me who's speaking, it's God. And then the times that I try to put my own two cents in it, that's when I start messing up. And so you have to remember to just remain in that love, remain in that grace, remain in the knowledge of Christ, because He is the tree and you are the fruit. And then you are then feeding other people, so then it continues to grow and grow and grow and grow. And because 12 men gave their life to God, it changed the whole atmosphere of the world. Thousands were saved, like 3,000 plus were saved on the day of the Pentecost. Then you have afterwards, you have a few other, like 5,000 here, 5,000 here, and it continues to grow. And because 12 men wanted to say, you know what, I'm going to die for this if I have to. And most of them did, except I think for John, died for the word of Christ, because people didn't understand it and people hated it. And as Christ said right here, if the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. The world is going to persecute you. But remember that even if it does, how amazing is it to be persecuted for a God who loves us so much? If I can sit here and I can lose a few friends, or I can lose a job, even if I lose my life, if I lose my life to die is to gain. No matter what, you're going to prosper in the name of God. It might not be with money, it might not be with fame, and might not be with friends, but you're going to prosper because you are going to remain in God. You're going to remain in Christ, and He's going to continue to do these amazing works through you. Not for you, but for other people. And it's like when God gave you a gift to sing or to dance or to do instruments or to preach and to speak, all of these different things. It's not, your gift is not for you. It's for other people to pertain in. It's for other people to have. The gift that God's given you is not your own. It's other people's. And so you have to remember that whatever you do is not for you. It's not because of you. And it's not anything other than it's for Christ and for the people that He's trying to reach. And the ones who will understand, the ones who will see, who will hear, will see and hear. But the ones who don't, then fine. If they continue to persecute you, what does Christ tell the disciples to do? Is to walk away and to wipe the dust off their feet and keep on moving for a testament. And the testimony of what they just did in that town, and nobody wanted to hear it, that's fine. Then you move on. And you continue to work that. If you lose friends, then fine, lose them. If you lose family members, fine, lose them. Because if it is literally for the name of God, for the word that we are trying to spread and to continue to grow disciples, then it's worth it. It's worth losing a thing or two so you can gain eternal life with Christ. And then everybody that you spoke to who accepted the Christ, who accepted the basically the gift of God, who accepted the knowledge of God and the belief in Christ, you're going to see in heaven one day. And the ones who didn't want to accept it, that's on them. Keep on moving. So remain in that knowledge of, let me be that current changer. Let me be the person that God can use. Let me die to my own sins and let me just serve a Christ. Let me serve a God who's going to love me, who gave his life for me. So I'll give anything for him. Remain in that. So that's basically all I have for today. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, if you have any questions, my email is on the YouTube. Please reach out if you have any questions or if you have anything that you'd like me to speak on. I'd love to reach back out to y'all and to do that as well. This is a great opportunity to be able to speak to all of you. So thank you for tuning in, and I hope God uses this to show you how meaningful it is and how much one person can do to change the current of this life. Thank you so much.